Yes. Yes. Let's keep up.
Says Buile, Rubuya. Hey. Podcast Black Pool. Yes.
So let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Welcome to it. It's another episode of Podcast and Chill. You know, I woke up missing my son today.
Is it? And where's your son?
He's in Rustenburg.
Okay.
And then I remember when he was around, I got him to do some jingles for us. He did one. Let me play it for you. Yeah. This is him. I don't know if you can hear that. Did you hear that?
I can.
Yeah.
Is it Henda? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that is cute.
He's got a twang.
Yeah. Anyway, Ghost Lady, good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
How was it watching the podcast from the other side? I was
a chiller. I was just back to my humble roots, you know? And I was here criticizing you guys. Like, you're just here arguing.
Yeah, that's always the case. Len loves arguing.
You know?
Give him any. He'll argue with an ant, Len.
Cockroach. He's probably even arguing with his watch right now.
No. I was just checking something.
Okay. What are you checking?
What are you checking?
No, I was checking my calendar.
Oh, okay.
Because with. What episode are we doing today?
What did the calendar do?
No, it's just giving me a notification.
For you to check it, it did something wrong.
Nah, not really.
Isn't. But I missed you guys.
Ah, we missed you too.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. It wasn't the same without you, man. And I was telling Lane, it was the first show we did without you, ne?
Yeah, actually, ever since I, joined the team, ne?
Yeah.
Like, wow. Such commitment.
These things happen.
Oh, guess what I figured out this weekend?
What?
I figured how Maporis and Kabza.
And you really love those two, yeah?
Dude, those guys are amazing, though.
Wow. You have posters of them in your house?
I should get them.
You should.
Have a shrine.
Yeah.
And you just pray to them every morning.
I figured out how they're able to drop so much music.
How?
They don't produce all their tracks.
Oh.
Yes.
So who produces their tracks?
And I picked this up from the Ricky Rick interview. Mm-hmm. The only good thing that came out of that interview, by the way.
Oh, wow.
When he mentioned mass
Len
music.
Mlume. Mlume, Len Mlume.
During that interview, you mentioned that Tandege, he did it with mass music, right? And then Mapori came later.
Oh.
So what I did is, because I'm like, I've never heard of mass music. And then I realized he's got an album. So then I listened to Mass Music's album, and I realized the way he arranges his songs is the same. So every song that he does, it's literally the same. Like if you go back to all the songs that Mass Music has produced,
okay,
like the Mikasa song, the Zaga Zaga Zaga, Coco Uvalo, you know the song that I like.
Oh yes, Uvalo.
Yes,
okay, yeah.
Tandege, the one with Ricky Rick.
Oh.
What he does is, the first 30 seconds of the song is the beat, né?
Mm-hmm.
And then the first thing that comes is the chord. So he plays a chord, and then after the chord, it's the vocal. And then after the vocal, it's the gong, 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 gong. You know, the piano gong, gong, gong. And then every song of his has a break, 30 seconds break, all of them.
30 seconds.
And in that break, it's the chord, the vocal, if it's a guy or a girl. And then after 30 seconds, the beat comes back, and he's out.
Wow.
And then the crazy thing is most of the hits are Mass Music hits. And then Kabza produces the ratchet songs, like Sentin, the ones that are hard. Like Vula Vala, Lodge. That's Kabza.
Okay.
Yeah. So Mass Music is fucking brilliant.
So school started for you this past week as well.
Why?
No, because you clearly learned something.
Yeah.
So I'm saying school. I got a school's open just the other day.
Mm.
Well, Varsity, that is.
Oh, Varsity now.
Varsity.
Oh.
But it's crazy. Oh, I think he even did the new single. The one that everyone's going crazy about.
Okay.
Mqimbini. I think it's him. Because he arranges the song the same. I don't know if you guys, in producer terms.
Okay.
If someone's a producer, they'll understand what I'm saying.
Mm.
All these songs, the arrangement is the same.
It's the same.
Yes. Every 30 seconds.
He's got a template.
He's got a template.
Okay.
Yeah, so I studied his template.
Okay, so that means.
So you're coming out with a song next week?
Who knows? Mac music. And the crazy thing is the songs that people like are mostly produced by him.
Nice.
So do you think we're going to have a TNA's Prince KB thing? Where they're not giving him his dues, they're not paying him correctly. Because the songs are huge. And then in 5 years he might come out and say, hey.
If he hasn't said anything by now, that train is gone.
I can't even say now.
Oh, you won't talk now. Because everything, you know?
Yeah, everything is, they're popping right
you
now.
You know?
Yeah, he should be talking now while they're right popping. Now.
No, but he's he looks, I think he's young.
Yeah.
I think he's young.
Okay.
So he's probably just excited that people are liking his
so
music.
So you're saying he could grow up.
No, but there's also, I get it, with the Prince KB interview, what I learned was that there is...
Beat makers.
There's agreements that you have. If you make a beat, like, yo, do you want to go through the struggle with me in terms of when the royalties come and what? Or do you want, make the beat, I pay you, you're out.
Yeah.
So we don't know what choice he made.
No, he signed under Maphorisa's label. So I'm saying he's young, right? He doesn't know how the music industry works. So Pori saw something in him, might be using him, because everybody gets screwed.
Marwaspan.
Yeah, so
if
maybe
you come
right
up with
now
an idea
just,
at your office, so it's intellectual property that belongs to the office because the office pays you.
Exactly.
But this is where the problem comes when later. The TNS, hence I say TNS, because TNS produced Bano Moya, Club Controller.
People must learn to read contracts. Yeah. Don't just sign.
So that's what I'm saying. Is it one of those instances where he hasn't read the contract or he doesn't know?
We'll never know.
Is Pori paying him his
accordingly?
Dues?
Yeah, kind of getting a retainer.
Hey.
He's probably getting a retainer.
Yes. That means he's not getting royalties then. The royalties are Kabza and Pori.
Yes.
Or he's called an intern. And just, you know. And he's probably the guy who just gets...
At some point, like, if you work, there is certain things that you do at your employment that bring in millions. You're not going to get those millions. Mm. You're just going to get your salary.
Yeah, but it doesn't work like that with music. With music, if I do a song, the royalties should be mine. It's my song. And some people don't know that. And what happens is these big labels or these big producers take advantage of these kids because these kids just want their music out there.
But remember how these kids come. It's like, can I just be around you so I can learn?
Yes.
So remember, if that's how it starts.
But
so
there's a difference between learning and getting screwed.
Well,
because even Pori has been screwed as well.
Yeah, part of learning is getting screwed.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So it's when you are thinking, "Oh, okay,
think
I'm just
of
learning."
High school.
By who?
No, screwed. Just like whatever.
What were you screwing the teacher?
No, man, not like that.
Oh, OBE.
I'm just saying, I didn't do OBE, by the way.
Oh.
Yes. So it's part of even with everyday work, whatever, like. I mean, if we're going to talk about people getting screwed, taxi drivers get screwed, bro.
No, they do the screwing.
No, they get screwed.
How?
So if I drive a taxi, if I'm the physical driver.
You're not the owner?
I'm not the owner.
Yes.
And
the
there's a certain demand of money that is expected
that
by the owner.
On a daily.
Which can be very ridiculous.
Yeah, but what they do is that if my target is $500 and that day I make $700, they only check $500.
No, true.
And then they keep the $200.
To get that $700 is crazy.
That's part of expenses.
No.
It is. You produce the receipt.
No.
The petrol doesn't come from the taxi driver.
So in you driving the taxi.
Why
that
do you
day,
think when you go to the petrol stations, if you go to a petrol station that's got a lot of taxis, a lot of these taxis after they pour the petrol, they get shaken. Why? Have you ever been inside a taxi and they pour petrol and you're inside, they're being shaken?
Because they want the petrol to last longer so they can have more mileage and make more money.
No. Why do you think they do that? Why do you
so
think
they can make more money?
No. It's because of that petrol.
If you've got a target of 2,000, because I read a very, very detailed.
Hey, we have priests as chillers. If you're a taxi driver and you're a chiller, let us know how this works.
I read an article. So yeah. I've got this on good authority. An article where
now my father owns taxis.
They pay for the taxis.
Okay, but I know someone.
I mean, the petrol.
Oh, okay. Yes. I know the arrangement.
So where do they get the money to pay the petrol from?
When you are collecting people, chief.
Yes.
That's the money you check.
No.
No.
So you pay for the petrol. The money that you check, say you have to check 1,000.
Yes.
Drive as much as you want. Take people to wherever they need to go. Ne? Make sure that taxi moves. You must still check the 1,000 at the end of the day.
Listen, guys, let me tell you something. The reason why some owners had to stop their thing with taxi drivers saying, okay, produce receipts. You can go to a freaking any garage and just ask for receipts and then claim, I put 1.5. I filled up the tank twice today. When you didn't.
Do Uber drivers pay their own petrol?
Okay, we don't know.
I don't know about taxis because I'm saying
taxis,
this.
Yes.
Hence, I'm saying, Jorge, there was an article I read on an online platform whereby they spoke to a taxi driver on some, like, he gets... what, 250 a week or something like that?
That's crazy.
No, 250 a day, sorry. 250 a day.
So it depends the routes that you take. The owner just says, okay, listen, all I want from you is 1.5.
So you guys would be good taxi drivers?
Of course.
I get it, you pay for in petrol to come to the podcast.
For a sec.
For who?
Taxi driver in the making.
Okay, owner.
There it is.
Anyway, so where were you guys when the flooding was happening?
I was at home. I was at home, but then I was the idiot that decided I needed to go buy cigarettes at like 10 o'clock in the morning. And then as I drove out of my house, I saw a kuzoba litla. And then the garage not far from my house, I think they had load shedding, and then they were off. So I had to go further down the road to the spa. And I could see that, yo, kuzoba lit. But I was like, but I need cigarettes. And I went. I have never shit myself so much. Because I literally thought my car was going to get swept away.
Wow. And you, ghost lady?
Staying in Centurion. But luckily, I stay in Centurion on the side where it doesn't get flooded. So I'm in the safe zone of Centurion, and I was really feeling bad for the people who are not so...
The poor people.
Yeah, the poor people of Centurion.
There are poor people in Centurion?
No, the ones who get flooded.
Oh, those ones. Yeah, a friend of mine stays
in
I'm going to need translations for that.
They are breathing through the wound.
The
outsurances of this world.
Tabang had a crazy story. He said by his hood, houses were being flooded. What were you saying, Tabang? What were you saying before we started recording?
Tell us, Tabang.
Did you swim? Can you swim?
Hi, Chief. I can't swim, Chief. Yeah, like, yo, it was so crazy, dude. Like, even my friend, like, his wall fell. Complexes walls fell. Streets were damaged. Dude, it was crazy, man.
That's insane.
It's a bad thing, but it's become a regular. And part and parcel of what causes this is drainage systems are not actually proper. There's litter as well that blocks the drains, so the water is not actually able to flow properly. So it has become a thing. I mean, the other day, there were people stuck there in Centurion there at that hotel. I forgot the name.
Yeah, that hotel is
Centurion.
Yeah, no, it can get bad.
But I think the
because what happened is, just to cut you, the only time I saw, oh shit, this is happening, was Sunday night. I went to Bobster's birthday at Centurion Chisanyama.
Oh, shame.
So
and I know Centurion Chisanyama is next to the
to
river.
It
gets flooded
so,
there.
So now
the Hennops.
Hennops, yes.
So now I'm going into the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
I'm about to park, and I see a lot of people running. I'm thinking there's a fight or something. No, all this time, while people were in groove, their cars were being flooded.
Are you serious?
I get you.
Shame it happens. Yeah.
It's like the lady at the hotel that I'm speaking about, the one in Centurion, when the floods were happening, people were screaming, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then they looked out the window. They're like, oh my gosh. Like, look at, because the car was being swept away.
Yeah.
Little did they know that that was actually their car that was being swept away.
Wow.
And they saw it from like the 10th or the 14th floor of the hotel.
When last were you at a party?
It depends what kind of party.
Like club.
Ah, yo, the last time I was at Recharge with you.
And when last did you hear a hip hop set at a club?
I think all the one song I know is consistent is all I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Okay, I'm getting there. Ghost Lady, you went on last week here about it.
I was at Montana last time, and there was a lot of hip-hop there. So
okay. Because I've been getting booked lately.
For hip-hop?
Hip-hop.
I know. So I'm saying I've been getting a lot of bookings lately, so I've been going to a lot of parties.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. The hip-hop sets are the same. kid you not.
Yeah, the
like,
same.
It doesn't matter who's playing. I know what song is going to play. It's always Beyonce 7-Eleven. It's always...
Rihanna somewhere there.
There's always say there's always open niggas wide. In Paris. Fall so hard, motherfucker, wanna fire me.
That shit great. Kanye. Mm-hmm.
That always brick and lace. Your love is wicked.
Oh, the love is
that
wicked,
is always
wicked.
There. Drop that. What you working with? Drop. Don't stop. Drop that pussy. What you working with?
Okay.
You know that one. Don't stop. Don't stop.
Oh yes.
What you
oh,
working
yes,
with?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. A wicked beat. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I promise you, if you got this weekend,
don't stop.
Yeah. You're gonna hear those songs. Every hip-hop DJ is like that. And that time I'm like, there's so much music out there.
They work with a template.
Dude, they're mass music.
They work with a template.
Hip-hop started this first.
Like, I've never heard an A-Re song in the club. Never. I've never heard. Casper dropped a new banger. That what's that song, Konje Tabang? Yeah, good for that. Yeah, I haven't heard that. You know, but when Pori releases a song at 5 p.m.
Oh,
at 10,
it's out.
You'll hear it in the club.
Skruvangayo.
But which is why, do you think DJs are becoming, are they a dying species?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Hip-hop DJs.
Well, those ones, well, they're clearly shooting themselves in the foot. But I'm just talking about DJing in general.
That's a very good question. It's like a dying art.
Why? Because people still go out.
Do you still go out because of a particular DJ or you go out because of music? Whether there's DJ McG playing it or there's somebody who compiled a playlist that they hoi on a stick and then they play.
What I can tell you is the technique has no factor right now. Because when I started DJing, it was all about how you could mix. You understand? But right now, I'll hear DJs playing horses in the club and no one gives a fuck. As long as they like the song, it's a vibe.
Okay.
I'm like, yo, hey, this guy's struggling with the horses there.
So essentially what you're saying is there's no art to DJing anymore. Well, there is art, but it's not as prevalent as it
I'll
was
say,
back
I'll
in
say,
the days.
Mainstream places. So the places where, like, your Rockets and your Kongs, and, you know, the places that are mainstream, where they book DJs because of their following.
Their following.
There, the art of DJing is dead. But you find places like House 22 where it still remains where you got to
DJ. Oh, no, don't fuck around with Pretoria.
You know what I'm saying? So there are, like, even in the hood.
Deep House. Around with Pretoria and Deep House. Papa.
Even in the hood. Because of Eto, like, you know, Foslo.
If you can't mix, they will call you out.
Yeah.
Fast.
Next.
You would know. I'm not saying you can't mix.
But these, the North clubs, they don't give a fuck, man.
It's about your following.
Yeah.
No, I guess obviously we go there because of, someone is playing and normally it's like, and they play a good hip hop. You know that the songs, and you already know what songs they're going to be playing. Which, yes, it can be frustrating because you're like, I know the set.
And there's so much music out there.
Yeah.
Hip hop was, there's a lot.
Dude, tomorrow, let's say I want to start DJ, I can decide, you know what, I'm going to specialize in old school hip hop. And there is so much of it.
There's so much of it.
I'm going to start.
It's like these hip hop DJs are stuck in 2008 because they were playing those sets back then.
Yeah.
And they're still playing them. It's
but
like,
maybe they can't resonate with what's happening now. So maybe Boma 2000 must like step up the game and change.
No, I don't
but
understand.
Your job
you
as
question?
A DJ is to play new music.
But you see, Mac.
First and foremost.
Yes, I get you, ne? But. On the flip side, ne, if I'm going to get paid 10 grand to play for an hour at Rockets, I play at Rockets for an hour. Why do I need to now? It makes life easy for me to take the same set and go play it at Muse Cafe.
Yeah.
Because I think, genuinely, if you had to
but
club
most
hop...
most DJs do that. Even Black Coffee does that.
Yeah,
does
if you had to club hop, if you had to club hop on a weekend, ne, chances are you'll hear the same music everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere. Yeah. Like, I don't understand. Why would the DJ act like as if they are working overtime when you're ready? Because it's like, this stage, don't you just record it? Just stand there then. Just play and let it... Why are you going to act like...
Hey, what are you saying?
No. I'm just saying that's the same thing of like your set is the same all the time.
Oh.
Why now, as a DJ, you're going to act like as if you're spinning and mixing when... It's like you should just press play because
there's
this thing.
There's not Ready D anymore.
But no, they act like as if they are working. Like, hey, you are mixing. You are there. because the last time, I think, okay, well, this was last year, ne? I was at Altitude,
yeah.
And Naked was playing, ne? His set, ne? I was like, oh, lovely, hip-hop set, nice, sweet. The next day, or one of these days during the week, when I heard him on radio, and he's like, okay, Naked is going to play. It was the exact same thing I heard that previous Saturday when he was at Altitude.
Yeah, me.
And I was like, nah, nigga.
If I'm a DJ, ne? Oh, tomorrow I decide, yo, DJ Len on the ones and twos, right? What am I going to do? I'm going to go record a mix here, PH, and then just take out that whole PH thing. And again,
Sting.
The Sting, yeah, PH. Yes. Be like, clips, go to a club, fuck shit up, go to the next one, I get my 50 grand weekend, give not.
But there's some DJs that do that, they play pre-mixes.
Yes.
Yeah, but then why, that's my thing. That's why do you act like as if you are busy when you should just press
aesthetics.
Play and sit down.
It's aesthetics.
And yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, he would know it's these people.
You know what would be dope? There's these parties called silent discos. So you go in there and everybody wears headphones.
Headphones,
right?
I've seen that.
And then there's four DJs that are mixing at the same time. Mm. And you choose which DJ you want to mix. I mean, listen to via the headphones. Yeah. So when you're DJing shit, all the lights are red. So let's say like my light is blue and you are red. So if you're playing better than I am, then all the lights in the headphones are red. Because the headphones show you which DJ you're listening to.
Yeah, who you're listening to.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a dope concept.
Yeah. That's a dope concept.
So we have PH.
And Len.
We're playing the same songs.
People are confused.
Like, who's who?
The lights will be flashing red, blue, red. Because people will be like, can't you, who's who?
Yeah, because I once played at a party like that, and I was playing, and my light was blue. The guy was red. And he was killing me. Hey, where are the commercial songs?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That is so dope.
And that's like revolutionizing like the whole concept. I would go to a party like that.
I would definitely go there.
But I would go to a party like
that. So you mean this does exist?
Yeah, they're called silent discos.
And then you always only invite us to recharge. Make you send us a message at like 10 to guys. I'm playing at recharge.
Yeah. He even came to my house.
What to try and push you to come?
I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. That's when the floods were starting.
Is it?
It was the preliminary. Yeah, floods were building up on Friday evening. I think he rocked up at about 9-ish.
How was it though at recharge?
It was amazing.
You enjoyed it. Oh, what time did you play?
12 to 1.
12 to 1. Oh, okay.
So I made a couple of chillers as well.
You said you were playing at 11. Oh, you just wanted to leave.
No. 11 was the other time. I thought it was still 11. No, I went.
What do you mean other time?
The other week where I played. I got a residency now.
Oh, you got a hey, Tata. So we're catching you at recharge.
Yeah, I'm recharged.
You are recharged now.
Did you pay for your rider again?
No.
The only thing that I literally had 5% interest of going with him because of the rider.
Because of the rider.
But I was like, fuck that. It's not even worth it. I'm staying home.
I had a crazy dream this morning, man. I still can't explain it. Are you good with dreams?
Am I good with dreams?
Like, can you interpret what was going on, what it means?
Okay, just talk to me.
So, I was in Venda, Owen, and then we parked by our house, all right? But then I walked around the farm. I got to go to farm. So I walked for about 30 minutes. That's how big the farm is. Got a big farm in Venda.
Oh, and a popcorn machine.
So I walked around for like 30 minutes, and I was sleeping at like some lodge away from the farm. And then my car, my mom called me, and she said the car's burning. And in the car was my laptop and some of my aunt's bags. And the car was literally burning.
And that's it.
And that's it. I thought it was weird. It felt real, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
But, okay, so the laptops was the thing that you felt, oh, my God, I can't lose my laptop because it had all these.
Or the car or the bag.
I don't know.
What were you more fearful of losing?
The car is like, it's an old car.
And the, okay.
But I think it symbolizes, like, the podcast is coming to flames or something.
How?
No, it is hot.
So much for us asking us to read. Like, you've read it already. Oh, okay.
It was weird. It was weird.
We're blowing up, basically. Okay, all right.
What do you think it means?
I don't know. I don't know. If I had to interpret it,
Have you ever dreamt of something burning in your life?
No, yeah, no, no. Maybe something burning symbolizes something.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
It's probably like new beginnings, like ridding of something so that something else can... Cause you know,
maybe the car was burning because maybe you're getting another a new car, you know?
Because you know, like with just if I had to superimpose that which you just said now, when you, like with a felt or whatever, if they need to make the soil ibeshapo, especially towards when spring is coming.
I know with grass, for instance.
With grass,
yeah.
You burn it.
You burn the grass in order to get new green grass.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So maybe, burning doesn't mean anything bad. You know, it could be a sign of...
Oh, you're getting a hot car.
Hmm.
But I just think burning always symbolizes, like, making way for something...
Something new to come. Yeah.
And the laptop also, it was burning. Maybe we're going to get a new one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey. Could be.
Was all the equipment in the car?
Everything was in the car.
Oh.
And that's the first thing I'm like, shit, the laptop's in the car.
That's why I asked you now. Like, okay, what was of a value in the car?
Maybe
that
we're
going to
get new equipment.
Eh?
We're going to get new equipment. Like HD, Super AMOLED.
4D,
4K type vibes. You never know. But I always say with dreams, right? Because I know there's people who interpret death as... There's new life that's coming. Because for the longest time,
Hey, we've got a runner on the podcast. There's our runner.
For the longest time, I had dreams about... And it happened in the same spot. I would dream...
Wait, are these wet dreams?
No.
Same spot.
Shame. Let's not go there.
The wet spot. I would get an accident by Baklu interchange.
Okay.
My car would overturn. Every time I have a dream that involves a car accident, it happens at Baklu interchange.
Mm. Hmm.
So you had a dream of you having a car accident at Baklu interchange?
Yes.
And it happened?
No.
Oh.
So this... It,
so it's, how many it's, times do you have this dream?
I think it happened about 4 or 5 times.
That's crazy.
Okay.
And have you had crazy dreams where you can't really like...
Yeah, I guess so. You always have those, and I never remember them. The crazier they are. But I think there are some dreams that are more like answers. You understand? So
you said I must burn my car?
No. Like, sometimes you're thinking of something, and you want something new.
But also...
Or there's a request you have to the universe. And then you dream, it's almost like it's an answer. Like, oh, okay. When you talk to someone, and then they're able to say, actually, you know what? I dreamt of something. Like, for instance, I recently dreamt of, it was like there was money with something I was doing on the side, and I automatically started thinking the podcast. So
where's
for me
money?
It was like the podcast
where's the
was something
because
this money is not from my job, my full-time job. It's something from I do on the side. So that's when I connected it. I was like, this must be the podcast. Something is going to be happening for the podcast.
Yeah, you invoice it after you.
You were born.
But also the other thing, the other crazy
but
thing.
But you still pay your own petrol again.
Yeah, but own. Go by lay arrangement. When you funa malin.
Sorry, you're saying
it's fine.
The other crazy thing about dreams is, what I've noticed as well is that whatever you consume, be it you're reading a book, you're watching a movie, whatever, some of the things that you see there or things that happen during the day or conversations that you have with people sort of like stay in your subconscious mind or somewhere in your mind. And when you dream, they somehow get incorporated into your dream.
True. Yes.
Shit, that's crazy.
And I've also learned that sometimes a dream, not every dream that you have has got something to do with you.
Yeah.
Some dreams are actually about someone else.
Just your mind bored or
something.
Yeah.
And then it's like, actually, it's involved someone else. It has nothing to do with you.
I wanted to ask you something, Ghost Lady, because I was having an argument with my boys.
Mm-hmm.
Is it better to tell a girl when you meet her?
When you meet her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Straight from the jump.
Yeah.
That I just want to bang.
Mm-hmm.
I want to smash.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah.
Or lead her, bang, and then be like, I just wanted to bang.
Ghost.
I just wanted to vibe.
I believe that you need to live in your truth. Okay. And therefore, it would always be better to talk. So that whatever, when shit hits the fan, you're able to say, listen, I told you the truth. Yes, if you are, but also, as I think as a man, you need to, when you're telling that person the truth, know that they hear you. It's no, because it's your responsibility again, as much as if you're telling me that all you want is just to smash, and in my head I'm thinking, no, yes, let me allow you to smash, but me and you can be, will be forever, you know, and married, have kids, and so forth. As you, again, as the guy, need to be like, well,
what do you prefer?
I don't think she's hearing.
When, what do you prefer?
Being told the truth.
From the jump?
From the jump, yeah.
So we had recharge. I must come to you and say, hey, listen, I just want to smash you.
Yeah.
You want that?
Yeah.
No finesse, nyana. Like, let's get to know each other or like, yo.
I think we live in a world now, I think people are ready to hear that. It's straight up. It's like, yeah, we are smashing. That it's okay.
It's a nice time to be alive
now.
Hey, I want to smash.
I've got friends who are like in relationships where it's just all about it's we smash. Yes, we could hang out and have lunch together like we're a couple.
Yeah, you've got friends
but
like
at
that.
At the end of the day, I'm not introducing them to you.
I'm asking.
Yeah, and they're very open about it, and they're very happy.
At this rate, we won't have a speed dating party on the 15th of Feb.
Because people are going to smash.
This is not about relationships. It's not finding love. Find a smash.
Maybe we can have a smash party.
Yeah. White ticking. Yeah, eh?
Smash party. No, but you know what I think? In resonating with what the ghost lady said, don't lie to me and hurt me. Mm. Rather allow myself to walk into the hurt. That way, it won't be a case of me knowing that, okay, cool, but this person said, sold me
Have
dreams.
You ever told a lady that you wanted to smash? I want to smash.
No.
Why?
So you, lied.
So you lied.
I finessed.
You
I
lied.
I finessed.
Okay, let's ask a screw. Hold Maybe on. It's different for this generation. Hey, Tabang.
How about you want to fail, Abba?
Guys, you forgot I'm single here, guys. So this
okay, when you were not single. Like, if you go to a club this weekend, right?
Forget about being single. Just...
Yeah, hypothetically.
Now.
Do you go to a girl... these young girls, do you go, I want to smash or not?
I finesse.
So you don't go... You don't tell the truth.
No, you tell the truth, but you still finesse.
So let's say you meet a girl, you just want to bang her.
Yeah.
Are you going to go up to her and say, listen, I just want to bang?
No, you can't say that, dog.
That's what I'm saying.
No. So, like, straight
okay,
up to your face.
Ghost lady.
Why can't you say
okay,
that?
Okay, I'm just gonna add on something. There are two types of lies.
Hey, smash me a drink then.
There are two types of lies. There's lying by commission and there's lying by omission.
Hey!
Oh, yes!
Hey, we need drop for that. Oh. Where's my son?
Oh! I agree with you, Len. I love
Whoa!
Please repeat that again. Repeat.
No, there's lying by omission.
Yes.
And there's lying by commission.
Ladies, do you hear that?
Well, break it down.
Break it down to us.
So when you lie by commission, you intentionally telling a straight lie like, no, I just want us to be friends. Knowing demo that you want to smash.
Uh-huh.
Right? When you lie by omission, you're leaving certain things out. And I think lying by omission is more trying to finesse. None of them is better because it's still lying at
the
end
of the day.
It's lying
at the end of the day.
But one is a bit, it's slightly less, it's tabang, it's finessing.
Has a guy ever said to you, oh, I want to smash?
In my time.
Your husband, maybe.
Well, look at him now.
Because...
My trap game is too hot.
Would you go to a girl and say, from the onset, that I want to marry you?
No.
Of course you can.
I agree you're gonna build it up. It's the same with smashing. You build it up. You're not going to just like from the onset. And also, it's also a level of
disrespect. It's almost like, yeah, it's
also
rude.
A level of disrespect. It's rude.
My thing is, that's why I ask Ghost Lady first, right? Because ladies want you to become there, right? And be honest and say, listen, hey, I just want to smash. So you don't waste their time, right? But when we do that, the little chances that we do, they'll be like, hey, you're so
what
rude.
What the hell?
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, because obviously it's It depends on the time, the place, and
the time. So between peak time, there's enough people.
What are the traffic? Like, no, too many of you have been wanting to smash. No.
No, but I'm just saying, it's. Let's say you're at the club. There's just too much grinding. You guys are dancing together. Len. You guys are dancing together. It's like the energy is there, you know? And then by the time you talk, like, okay, can we go to the car quickly, whatever. I think that if she agrees, there's logic to it. Or... yeah.
I think back in my days, if I followed what you are saying, I wouldn't have smashed as much. I was brutally honest.
How much is much?
basically you're saying back in your days, you were lying.
Yeah, you have to.
He didn't lie. He finessed.
You got to finesse. If you want to smash, you have to, unfortunately.
Okay, take me through the process of finessing.
So finessing, it's like, you know, we meet and then we start vibing.
Let me hear the lies.
We have coffee.
Coffee.
Let's watch Netflix.
You take it to the movies.
Nah,
is that part of finessing even?
Nah. We just have a conversation, you know? Build things up. Boom, boom, boom.
Is this when you guys are sober or...
No, it's like, yo, do you...
You're going out.
You're chatting. So I meet you at Recharge.
It's like mixed.
Yeah.
Mixed chats.
We chat, what we vibe. And then, you know, one thing leads to another, and then boom, bang. But I never came to you and said, hey, I want to smash.
I've never done that either.
You understand? But at the end of the night, we end up smashing.
But you see, in your lies, she maybe even thought that you guys were building a relationship.
Ah.
That's the problem in your finessing. You are building a relationship. You're finding out, oh, so what do you like? Oh, you like coffee. Oh, okay. Oh, you like ice cream. Oh, since you said you like that song, let me give you, you know, I'll play
that
song.
My hard drive,
you know.
You know, I mean, if a hip-hop DJ is on, you can just go and say, hey, this DJs, they play the same shit, you know? And then it starts...
There's a conversation, yeah.
Then how do you approach... Because I don't think... One thing that I know I lack is approach. When there's a lady, I go up to her and, like... The song is nice, né?
But that's the thing, you need to know yourself. Sometimes we want to play
start
in
smoking.
Field.
That always helps.
No, not even. Play in a field that you know you're good at.
Stick in your lane.
Yeah, stay in your lane. So if you know that in the club, your vibe, you probably come through as those guys that are like, they're like, you look so boring. Look at you, you're just trying too much. Whereas there's some guys that make it sound easier. You see, like McGina already is on the decks. He just has to look at you, you know. And you're thinking, me and you.
I'm more likely to hit it off with your friend at a bri at your house.
Exactly. You see. So that's where you can do your...
Let's smash.
Yeah.
It's not that easy, guys. It's... I mean...
Not in those exact words, but it's like this. And when you are...
Sounds like here's a calendar for smashing.
Yeah. Scuffing season.
Hunting season. When I'm on heat. It's a good thing I don't work in Sandton.
Because it would be your season right now. From Arias and team.
Oh, gosh. Did you guys see that video? I'm sure you saw it.
Of course.
We all did.
Yeah.
We all did. But the remember we had an episode on the podcast whereby we were talking about how much of a cesspool of idiots you have on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody decided to go and identify the people on the video. And those were the wrong people.
Mm. Oh, shame.
And it went viral.
It did. Also, it's... What people don't get is, it's all in the name of fun. You're hiding behind a QWERTY.
Just explain for our international subscribers who may not have watched that sentence video.
Okay, there were two people who were having quarters in the office after hours.
After hours, yeah.
And
do you think he went up and said, I want to smash?
He probably did. You're more likely to sleep with a colleague than you would somebody that you meet up with at a club.
You would know.
Have you ever smashed someone in the office?
He's dating someone from the office.
Huh?
Not in the office.
Okay, but did you smash in the office?
No.
You've never had
sex at work.
You've never had sex at work.
Oh, I have.
Where?
Duh.
Where?
In Hyde Park. So.
Show me, Ari has sent you.
Oh, was it Rosebank?
Hyde Park.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Hey. How crazy many times?
They were having... how many times?
I see collab.
Have you?
The places that I've worked at, I've never had sex at work. Oh, not even nice. In the parking lot.
Hey, it's nice, man. I won't lie.
Wow.
It's different.
I haven't lived. I need to... Okay, well, I can't take that box. It's gone. Mm. But anyway, colleagues were having sex, or we assume it's colleagues. Mm-hmm. It could have been a guy with his wife who decided to visit him when he was working late.
Yeah.
We don't know that.
Yeah.
It was just two people who were having coitus.
And Valentine's around the corner.
You know? It's cuffing season.
Yes. So, cool. People decided to take a video.
They were role playing.
Bass.
Video went viral, and people decided that they're going to do the Twitter FBI CIA investigation thing. And they identified the wrong people. Now, those people are suing.
You lie.
I kid you not.
Okay, who are they suing?
So, if you decided to retweet, like, you are culpable of being sued.
You lie.
So, unfortunately, if you go slander me on social media, let's say you've got a pseudo account and it's very difficult to
find you.
Tabang or Ghost Lady decide, I'm going to retweet. They shared. I can sue them. Yes.
It's that thing they taught us at Prime Media, man.
Yes. What's that Remember thing? Those...
what's that thing it's called? It's got a word, man. Yes, that thing.
That social media, what in yes. You can sue somebody.
Oh, it's gonna,
you can
it's gonna
drag somebody.
For defamation of character.
It's, yes, it's defamation. Mm. You can drag somebody.
I wish I could call Ravi and ask him, hey, what...
Chomi, are you
yeah. sent so, it's... People think it's easy to hide behind, to become a QWERTY warrior. Mm. But sometimes you will get found out.
Mm.
And sometimes people think, a retweet is not an endorsement. The minute you retweet, you're
sharing. Yeah, it's an endorsement.
You're sharing.
What is that thing? It's going to bug me now, man. I remember, it sounds like a girl's name. Yeah, carry on. Anyway.
Jenny's. I don't remember, but I just know we did it.
Next episode, I'll tell you guys.
Okay. We did it with a guy from... Because I also went through one of those.
You're still at Prime Media, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I did. And unfortunately, with the instance of the two parties that were falsely identified, there were media houses that also wrote articles on that.
Mm. Oh, yes.
So now that goes, I get falsely identified. It starts problems at home.
Yeah.
I get bullied on social media and next thing I know, as people, we don't take things the same. Next thing you know, I go and I off myself because I can't take it anymore.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
But we always say social media is the gift and the curse.
It's a gift and a curse, man. It's a gift. It's but again, with
and,
great
and most people don't know this thing that we learned. Mm. Like how much shit you can get just by retweeting.
Mm. With great power comes great responsibility. And a lot of people are not responsible.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to social media.
Mm.
They especially think, Twitter. No,
cloud.
Let me gain cloud. It can get you literally, in the words of K.O.,
No, over some characters.
Yes. Over a few characters, you can lose it all because you decided to be an idiot. And again, what's wrong with people fucking at the office?
Yeah.
No, but what's wrong with it?
Nothing.
Yeah, if the company wants to deal with them and they don't have a... It's fine. That's the company.
I think at the end of the day, we could let the office cameras... And let the company deal with it.
Ah, but I agree, you're not going to smash where there are cameras.
Of course. So
you
I'm
go
just
to
saying
the kitchen.
Rule 101.
Rule 101. No cameras.
Yeah.
That's why some people do it underground parking in the cars.
So, Gatle, all these people who were recording them, you guys were actually sharing pornography.
Yes. And
You're busy distributing, you're recording.
So what I'm getting, or what I picked up from
How
all of
this,
how
did it affect them?
It's if we live in a residential complex and I just happen to be on heat the one day and I just like, baby, siyabangena. And the curtains were open.
Like, I guess everyone has a story to tell. Like, you've had, like, sex in a public space. And let's say there was someone watching and recording you guys. How would you feel?
Exactly. Oh, I once had a case behind Black Orchard.
you remember the club, Black Orchard?
And I know how it went away.
And then someone was recording, and they were going to publish it in the papers. But I knew...
People who know people.
Who know people, so they squashed it.
Are you serious? Mm.
I didn't even know someone was recording.
And that's when Facebook was... You couldn't upload videos at the time on Facebook. It was just pictures.
I could have a sex tape out there.
You missed the trick.
Aish. Would be so fun.
Oh, yes, I remember this question.
Ray J.
Ray J. No, but honestly, it's not right. At the end
of the
day,
so cool, man.
Especially when people are hidden, it's like, okay, just try it by all means. At least there are some situations where people are but in a public space. Get security, get some, you know, or...
And the,
them if you
and
have
the fascination
to.
That people had
have.
When they were recording that video, like, you, Waruta, you. That's what they were saying. Like, come
sis.
On.
It's,
and you look at yourself, you're going to get home, you're going to do the same thing. It's just
exactly.
that there was no camera.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we out here, man. Don't forget, this coming Saturday, it is the official Valentine's party. A lot
the
of people.
Up.
Yeah, the a lot of people think it's up. Just for singles. It's not.
Ah, so...
And it's not for smashing either.
No, the speed dating. There's going to be a section just for speed dating.
But this is at earlier, at about 6 o'clock, right?
Throughout. You can
so
party.
Let me break it down for you.
Okay.
We open at 5 p.m.
Right.
At Coffee in Brooklyn. I was there last week. Oh, beautiful venue, eh?
Oh. I'm told.
Oh, you're going to love it. Oh.
I used to go there. I used to go to
Coffee. You're
going to
love it. So on the side will be the speed dating. That's for single people. That's going to happen between 6 and 7. All right? And then after that, it's a turn up.
Mm.
A smash up.
So whether you're single or not single, you can come to the party.
Mm. It's open for
everybody. Yeah.
Everybody.
But I'm nervous because we've never done a party in Pretoria. Do you think people will come?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I'm nervous. If they don't come, we stop doing parties. It's as simple as that.
In Pretoria.
Justin J in general.
No, Joburg, they show us love. Yeah. You saw Mton Genie the last time.
Okay, fair
but
enough.
What if the people... Mton Genie, most of the respiratory people.
But we'll see this Saturday.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Numbers never lie.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, if you are in Pretoria or Centurion, the rich side, like the ghost lady, pull through 15th of Feb, Coffee in Brooklyn. Doors open at 5 p.m. Like I said, the speed date is going to start at 6. Tabang is going to be there. He's single. You can finally meet him if you want to meet him. Mm. Monday is going to be there. Penny's coming.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a lot of single people, eh? Some of my friends are single recently.
Nick G's coming there.
Yeah, but I'm coming with my woman.
No. I'm just saying you're coming.
Yes.
Yeah. I was not speaking about singularity.
When are you coming alone?
Huh?
Are you coming alone?
No.
Who are you coming with?
Never. I'm coming with my boo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yes. And what you got planned for her for Valentine's?
Retrobula di feste, di curtain.
And, and see the sunshine.
People will record. You'll see it on social media.
Podcast live.
Yeah. 2.0. Podcast after hours. Emmanuel 2.0.
Oh, whatever. You Lord. Please. I don't want to see that. Yo, Jesus.
He was a guy.
And then you tag me and then Gakena Linda.
1 year.
we are here, man. This has been podcast.
See you on Saturday, Coffee Brooklyn.
Yes,
it's gonna be a hookup.
Thank you so much, guys.
Boom.